Should be joined live on the phone by co-founder and CEO of Keep Appy, Amy Louise Carton. Amy, good morning to you.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not bad at all. Not a great morning as far as the weather is concerned. It's let us down, but I'm told it's 24 degrees at the moment in Cork. And the sun is shining,
oh.
So we're in the wrong place. But anyway.
We should just move. Let's just go. Enjoy the sunshine a bit.
Exactly. First of all, Amy, can you tell us where you're based and perhaps a little about the history of Keep Appy?
Well, we are based in Dublin, myself and my co-founder. I'm Irish through and through. But our story is, it's not a great story because it starts in a pretty dark place. A few years ago, unfortunately, as a result of PTSD and borderline personality disorder, I almost attempted suicide on the Dundrum Lewis Bridge.
Okay.
I stood there for hours in the rain, no one passing, just counting the cars and waiting for one big enough to kill me. But thankfully, I was able to get through to a helpline, more in a last-ditch effort to tell someone I told you so kind of thing, more than actually trying to get help. And it was there that they reminded me of my absolutely adorable dog. And I remember talking to them and them constantly bringing up my dog. And I was like, no, like, I don't trust my family to pet her as well as I pet her. And I was able to walk off that bridge. I don't know how, but I went home and I was able to get the help I needed. And my family were able to support me. And then as the months kind of got on and I was getting better and things were improving, I started like trying to find, you know, tools to maintain my well-being on my phone. And unfortunately, the only tools there were meditation. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but if you suffer from PTSD or anxiety, or, you know, not everyone is suited to meditation, just like not everyone is suited to all types of medication.
Absolutely, and yeah.
It turns out that meditation didn't suit me. So, but I couldn't find any other apps out there that did anything for wellness other than meditation. I was kind of caught in this like catch 22 where I wanted technology to help me, but I couldn't find any solutions. And it was kind of there that I decided to create a wellness app. So I did the master's in Trinity in the business school in entrepreneurship. And I ended up meeting my now co-founder, Will Benn. And we, after meeting with the Enactus team here in Trinity, we ended up creating an app together, and it's been amazing ever since.
How do you start an app? How does the procedure work? Is it all technologically based at the very start of the process, or does that technological process come after you've had the idea?
I would actually say it comes after. We spoke to so many people. So the wellness app now, Keep Appy, it has 10 different features. So it has everything from journaling to goal setting to a period tracker and even meditation. And we started speaking to so many people. So I was speaking to absolutely everyone in my life. They were sick of me in so many ways just for constantly bringing it up. But we ended up creating the 10 features based on both advice from psychologists and just from speaking to our wider circles, because things like the gratitude diary haven't been as widely approved by clinical trials because it's a more recent concept. So that we definitely, speaking to people comes first and then tech comes later.
Mm-hmm. How does it work when you download this app, Amy, and mm-hmm. you have it on your phone or any device that you possess? What does the interface look like, and can you tell us about the mechanics of it? And what exactly is there?
Well, it's not actually available just yet, unfortunately.
Okay.
It's coming out on the 28th of August, and we're launching a Kickstarter in a week and a bit to kind of allow people to buy it early and with significant discounts in advance of the launch. But basically, the idea of the app is to be as personalizable and as fun as possible, because we really want to make wellness accessible and fun. So the idea is that when you use the app, the main feature is the mood tracker. So we encourage our users to track 8 cycles. So it can be anything from sleep to mood, to productivity. And based off that tracking, we then send you personalized content and prompts based on your lowest performing vital. So I don't know about you, but I suffer from really low sleep. So my mood tracker is always just so sad when you look at the sleep section because it's always so low. And that means that in the individualized content section, when you go to the home screen, the content will all be tailored to me. So it'll be focused on sleep. And then in the journaling section, I will receive prompts that are also focused on sleep. So exploring kind of how you were feeling and why it let you had low sleep. And it's the same with the goal setting feature as well. So the goals can be prompted about sleep as well. But obviously, if you don't suffer from low sleep, but you suffer from, say, low mood, all of the app will be tailored towards your low mood as well.
It sounds like an amazing idea, Amy, because I'm not aware of anything like that available in app land at the moment.
Well, you're going to give me a big right? head now, but yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, no, I can't think of anything offhand.
And this is where their app came from, because I couldn't find anything, and I really searched. And I asked my doctors, and they couldn't recommend anything, which is why I was so adamant to create something, because I knew if I didn't, then who else would?
Now, it's amazing when you find yourself, as you did, Amy, at the lowest point of your life, that something really positive can come out of it.
Yeah, there's this huge narrative in the mental health world, like whether it's created by the mentally ill or by the stigma around mental illness, that people with mental illnesses are like powerless, that they're subject to their unwellness and they can't get out of it. And that's just simply not true. And it's not even just for people who are mentally unwell, but there's a whole narrative around well-being that if you're having a bad day, you should just allow that bad day to happen, when that's not the case. There are loads of tools that can help you get out of that bad day. And whether it's journaling or even just being aware of your period, like all these come into play. But because we never learn about our mental health or well-being here in Ireland and across the world, because I use the comparison of physical health. So when you think about your physical health, you start doing PE when you're like 5 years old, and you learn about biology in secondary school, and you're constantly engaging with your physical health. But when it comes to your mental health, if you're like me, you don't learn about it until you reach crisis point and you walk up on that bridge. So there's this huge narrative that the Keep Happy team were trying to combat, which is to try let people know that engaging in wellness, whether you're just having a bad day or if it's a more chronic issue, you know, the tools are there. You aren't powerless. You can definitely do something about it. And I think that's what I took from my own experience, that yes, I was at my worst and it was an incredibly dark time for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the tools were there and I was able to help myself. And with the help of incredible doctors and my antidepressants, I was able to get out and I'm able to become a functioning member of society again.
I'm again from an age in which we didn't talk about these issues in school when I was there all of those years ago, and I didn't realise I had a thing called mental health until about 10 years ago. It's something that never dawned on me, to be honest. And I'm a guy, and guys are notorious at talking about how they really feel about stuff. We put these fronts up. We'll talk about football, we'll talk about cars, we'll talk about the golf, whatever you're into, the boxing that was on the telly last night, anything but what's going on in your head and how you are feeling. Guys just don't
talk about it.
And it's not a shame, but I think things are beginning to change. I really do. I hope so.
I do too, and I really hope so too. But the thing about men's mental health is men aren't talking about it, but for my age group, it's the largest killer of men. 80% or 70% of suicides in the UK and Ireland are by males.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so heartbreaking to see no one talk about it when it's fatal. It's as serious as a heart attack. So it's quite a weird kind of environment that we live in. And you know, I think things are changing too. And that's why Keep Happy is so exciting, because the more people I tell my story to and the more people I share the app with, the more people come forward and tell me their stories and tell me what's going on in their lives and start speaking about it, like even just a little bit more openly, which is incredible.
So this app, if I have it absolutely right, Amy, is like a health diary. It's your mental health diary. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. So I compare it to like a gym, because, you know, at the moment, meditation is the only kind of feature and tool that's promoted across the digital landscape. So it's a bit like going to the gym and being told you're only allowed to do the treadmill when the treadmill might not suit you.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've created a toolkit. It's a preventative toolkit, and it's kind of like going to the gym every day and using the different equipment in the gym, because, you know, you might not just want to focus on one thing. You might want to look at growing your muscles or like strengthening your glutes, you know. So it's a preventative toolkit of 10 different features.
Now, will this appy be also in social media land? Is there any way you can interact with other people or network with other people who are using this app?
Well, that's something we're hoping to introduce in the future. So yeah. I'm going to have to keep you on board as our ideas guy, because we're definitely thinking about that at the minute. But currently, we aren't launching our forum until 2020.
Okay. Now, I know something is happening, I think, on or around the 16th of July. Am I right?
Yes. Yay. We're launching our Kickstarter.
Tell us all.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting. So part of the Keep Happy mission is to make wellness as accessible as possible, because what we have noticed is that mental illness is fastly becoming the leading cause of chronic illness worldwide. And the thing is, people with mental illnesses, in more cases than not, well, in a lot of cases, have to take time out of work just as you would with a physical illness. And in those instances, they can't afford wellness apps such as the meditation apps that have become really popular. So what we're trying to do is make Keep Happy as accessible as possible, which is also why we are a social enterprise and run a one-for-one business model. But for the Kickstarter, what we're doing is we are making everything across the platform 50% off. So no matter which kind of subscription package you choose, you will have 50% off for the first 10 days. And for the remainder of the Kickstarter, it'll be 25% off. So we're trying to make this as cheap as possible so as many people can download, because we want to put this in the pockets of everyone. That's kind of our slogan, putting wellness in people's pockets everywhere, because we want to make this accessible and that everyone can have a chance to get it.
And just again, just back to meditation, Amy, mm-hmm. not everybody can meditate. So
no,
it kind of cuts a lot of people off.
Pardon?
There's so many distractions out there. I find it very hard to do, I have to say, because, you know, unless you're kind of in the zone, and but if there's stuff happening around you and there's noise and kids and whatever, traffic, it is bloody hard to do. But this makes it kind of much easier to do other stuff, if you get my drift, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, I know me personally, I don't respond well to meditation, whether that is my PTSD or just my personality type.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, it's a bit like going to the gym, like I was saying. Like, if you go to the gym, we wouldn't force every single person to go on the treadmill. We allow people to have different choices because they have preferences. They aren't suited to the treadmill. They might prefer not to use the treadmill. So it's the same with your mental well-being. Like, why are we forcing people to just do the one thing when there's other tools and equipment out there?
Now, as far as apps go, Amy, is this the first time you've created anything in Appland?
It is, and it's quite scary, I have to say.
That was about to be my next question. What would be the main challenges for somebody now who has an idea for an app and wants to do something not the same as yourself in other areas, because there's an infinite amount of things you can do in Appland, if there's such a place as Appland, but for somebody who has the bones of an idea and they'd like to do something with it, have you any advice for them this morning?
Well, we are incredibly lucky that we found an amazing tech partner. So we're partnered with Square Root in Kilkenny, or Kildare, I think, and they are unbelievable. They look after us so well and they take care of absolutely everything. So we're very lucky in terms of our app development that we have such amazing partners. But for anyone who's interested in developing an app, the first thing I'd say is just test it. Make sure that you know that there's a market available out there, because we found that, like, when we started developing this, we were so unsure if people would even engage in other tools than meditation because it's been so widely marketed. And what we found was less people, like only 13% of the people we interviewed actually like meditation in comparison to the other 87%. So what I'd advise anyone who's interested in going into the app development space, just make sure that there is a market out there and then test it. So only build like a tiny, terrible version. Like, we built a terrible, like, well, it wasn't terrible, it was great, but we built a very low functioning version of the app and tested that first before we started building the full app.
Now, can you remind people again, Amy, about this campaign? It starts, I think, on the 16th of July and runs right through to the 16th of August?
16th of August, yeah.
So what's going to be happening?
It's really exciting. So over the course of the full program or the Kickstarter campaign, there'll be loads and loads of discounts, 50% off for the first 10 days and 25% off after that. We have exclusive deals and offers, and we have merch on sale. And if you follow us on any of our social media accounts, it's all Keep Appy. We have all of the handles for Keep Appy. You'll find out more about it there. But it's going to be really, really exciting.
Mm-hmm. For people who'd like more information, Amy, have you got a website available? Or do you do social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that kind of stuff? And if people just want more general information, how can they get it off you before they download this app?
Yeah, for sure. So we have Keep Appy across all social medias, and it's keepappy.com is our website. So you can check it all out there.
It's a brilliant idea, I have to say, because I'm still racking my brains. It's an area, in fact, where there seems to be lots of room for new ideas, for new inventive ideas. And I think what you've done with it is just incredible and well done. And considering the low point in your life that this all came from, I think it's an absolute credit to you, Amy. Well done. Well done.
Thank you so much. Well done. Appreciate
that. And do keep in touch and let us know how this app is going. And I must get it myself because I'm a guy, you know. We we can talk to apps. It's much easier. Sometimes it is much easier to talk to an app than it is to a person. But it's a wonderful vehicle. And again, all credit to you, Amy. Well done. Hats off.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great stuff, Amy. Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye-bye. And I was joined there by co-founder and CEO of Keep Appy, Amy Louise Carton.